The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, "Who do you say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? So there are a couple of ways to approach this, and this is really an important question, even for our own spiritual lives. Who do I say that Jesus Christ is? For some people, he's a liar. Everything he said, he just made it up. It's no big deal. It's not real. Other people think, you know, he was crazy, a lunatic, and that he believed maybe a lot of this stuff, but none of it's real. And the last option for us is that he really is the Lord, the Christ, the Messiah. So liar, lunatic, or Lord, those really are our options. And that's it. And it's an important question that we have to ask ourselves. Likely, if we're here, I mean, the answer is pretty obvious. He is the Lord. He is the Son of God. But how else do we see him? Because this isn't a question we just ask and assume is the Lord, but there's more to it. We can go deeper into this. Who do you say that I am? Is he just a spiritual figure that we can kind of relate to? It's like, okay, cool. You know, like, I can kind of get behind that. Or do we really believe that he came into the world as God made flesh? It's a difficult question because for some of us, he is the spiritual Lord, and we can say that he is the Lord, but then it becomes kind of clouded. We see him as a figure that, you know, is just about social justice or is just about, you know, like being strict religious rubrics. But we can't limit him to that. That's too small of a conception for him to be only concerned about social works or only to be concerned about proper liturgy or only to be concerned about X, Y, and Z. Because as God, he is infinite. As the second person of the Trinity, he is beyond our comprehension. And so we can't limit him to just one thing. We can't limit him to just a therapeutic, feel-good Jesus, nor a strict, rigid, liturgical Jesus. So today the gospel is asking us, encouraging us, our Lord is encouraging us to delve into this more and ask him who he is. Turn to him and ask him, "Who are you?" And listen to the church, listen to the gospel, because he will speak to us. He will tell us. And so again, who do you say that I am?